Hi, I'm Bill DeLeo. I'm 30 years old. Today is April 15th, 2014, and we're in the Chicago Cultural Center, and I'm going to be interviewing Megan Brady, who's my girlfriend.
My name is Megan Brady. I'm 24 years old. Today is Saturday, April 5th, 2014, and we're in the Chicago Cultural Center in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. I am with my boyfriend, Bill DeLeo.
So, Meg, tell me about how you became interested in, your schooling and line of profession, physical therapy. What really sparked that interest?
I was an athlete pretty much all my life, and being a clumsy Brady, I was also an athlete that sustained a lot of injuries. So I found myself in physical therapy and was really inspired by the work that I saw going on around me. I really enjoyed how the focus was on helping the patients get better, back to their prior level of function, and really working towards goals that were specific to their life. And once I delved further into it, I realized that there wasn't just PT for athletes, but for older people, for little children, for people with simple musculoskeletal injuries, and then all the way up to people with complex neuro or medical disorders. So I realized in high school I wanted to be a PT. I did a career project on it my freshman year and interviewed a few PTs, realized it was pretty interesting, but I saw the pay scale was pretty low at that time. So I have to admit I was a little turned off of that. And I was also interested in other subjects. When I first entered my undergrad at St. Joseph's University, I started off as an international relations major, realized I didn't like politics too much. I switched to English and wasn't digging all the writing and wasn't positive about job security at that time. So I wound up doing a work over the summer for a chiropractor in my hometown, and it re-sparked my interest in connecting with people and helping people to feel better. So for the third major, I switched to allied health and graduated from St. Joseph's in 2011. Before I graduated, I started applying to PT schools because I was sure that was where I wanted to wind up. So I wound up getting into Northwestern University here in Chicago first. I visited the city and loved the school. Didn't love the cold, though. And I was also accepted to Duke and then finally to UConn. UConn wound up being the best choice for me because it was close to home, close to my family, and the in-state tuition was probably the best deal. And I'm really glad I went there because if I didn't, I wouldn't have met you.
Nice. So you've done a number of internships where you traveled all over the country. Currently on one right now, which is why you're in Chicago. What was your favorite spot and why?
It's hard to choose one because I've been just enjoying all the different experiences that I'm getting. I think my favorite part is that I get a little bit of exposure and a little bit of experience to all sorts of different fields. I really enjoyed going to San Francisco. Working at the VA Medical Center there was quite a bit of a challenge as it was my first time out kind of in a full-time working position, especially one in acute care in a hospital where there's so much going on, and I wasn't very familiar with that area, so it was definitely a challenge during my first internship. I was also really challenged and also inspired by a lot of the people and patients that I served there. There were veterans from Vietnam, Korean War, and then all the way back to my oldest patient was from World War II. And with all of those experiences come a lot of challenges I dealt with, in addition to a lot of physical disorders, a lot of like mental disorders as well. PTSD is really big. A lot of patients had drug or alcohol dependencies because of their experiences and a lot of baggage that they had carried through their life. So there, the big challenge was being, you know, respectful and as helpful as I could be, and just thanking and helping these people who have served our country as best as I could. I'm also really enjoying the experience that I'm getting here in Chicago at the Rehab Institute of Chicago. I've been fortunate enough to get some experience also in the hospital setting again, and I've also gotten additional experience in the day rehab or kind of more outpatient setting, mostly people with complex neurological disorders. And I'm really enjoying seeing the progress that people make from day to day. I love the relationships that I get to form with people in the hospital and day rehab, as opposed to acute care where, you know, you eval them and they're maybe gone in 3 or 4 days. Here I get to see some of the same people day to day. I meet their families. I get to hear their stories and their lives that they're going to be returning to, that they hope to return to after they go through rehab. And I've just been really enjoying the challenges that come with the diversity of ages and diagnoses and presentations of all the different patients that I'm seeing here. I also enjoy that I'm getting to see some kids in the clinic too, because currently one of my big interests is in pediatrics and working with children. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't love Chicago? It's a great city here.
It's true. So as a young professional entering the workforce, in your experience, what's been the biggest challenge so far in your professional experience?
One of the biggest challenges that I face is realizing the goals and wishes of my patients and where they would like to be and what they'd like to be doing when they exit the clinic and what they want to be get back to doing. So I've made it more of a point to ask my patients, what are their goals? What are they trying to get back to? What was their prior level of function? And, you know, what are their big interests, their hobbies, their cultural and spiritual beliefs? And I found that these kind of conversation starters really helped me in my treatment plans. So for example, I had an eval the other day of a gentleman who's of the Muslim belief, and I made the very kind of ignorant mistake of calling place of worship church, as I'm a Christian, and he quickly corrected me that it's a mosque. But I'm glad that I at least kind of delved into the topic, because I found that he is a very devout Muslim, and you know, with age and some of his disabilities that have come through Parkinson's disease, he's not able to assume some of the positions of like kneeling, coming forward, that it's required for prayer. So I'm glad I went there and kind of delved into the topic, because I was able to set some goals for him that would help guide his treatment towards getting back to his prior level of function and something that's really important to him. So it's really important to talk not only to the patient, but to talk to their families and see what's important. What do they want to work on? Because you can target certain things all day long and it may not matter to them. You really want to individualize your plan and make sure you're helping that person at that point in time.
Yeah, great. So what is the most important lesson that you've learned in the professional atmosphere so far? If you had to pick just one.
I think one of the most important lessons that I've learned is not to assume. The saying of when you assume. because you really have no idea what that person is going through. No matter how many other cases you've seen that look exactly the same, you have no way to put yourself in that person's shoes. So I'll never forget, on my second clinical internship in South Windsor, Connecticut, at an outpatient orthopedic place, I was giving an initial evaluation, asking questions, and a gentleman was telling me about his wishes to be able to dance at his daughter's wedding and complaining about his leg pain and how it felt to him. And I made the mistake of saying, oh, I know how you feel, which to me at the time felt like I was trying to agree with him and be on the same page. But my clinical instructor pointed out to me that you never know how somebody else feels. And it's much better to say, I see, and it's good to agree, but you can never assume or pretend to know how somebody else feels. So I've definitely tailored my vocabulary to be able to agree with someone without kind of invading their space or their story, because you don't know how they feel.
Yeah, good point. I think that applies to a lot of things, though, not just physical therapy, right? So, you know, in the near future, you're going to be graduating. You've got some prospects lined up in Boston where we're going to be moving soon. So, you know, that's pretty clear what's going on in the next year, 2 years. What's happening in the next 5, 10, 15 years? What are your future plans?
Yeah. Well, I am most definitely focusing on the next step in my personal and professional life. Graduating is coming up next month, like about a month away, and I'll be taking the licensure exam in mid-July. So I'm definitely going to be studying hard for that, because I want to get my license. I'm looking into a lot of different jobs in the Boston area, but specifically I'm interested in pediatrics. I'm thinking about applying to the residency program at Boston Children's Hospital, hopefully setting up a time to observe with them. So once things kind of settle down with work, I'd really like to kind of establish a life for us in Boston, to kind of put some roots down and find a place and neighborhood that we like to live in, like a vibe that we kind of fit in with, you know, make some friends and be able to go out and enjoy the city and everything that has to offer. I think will be really fun. In the 5-year plan, I want to be specialized in some aspect of my career. I want to have some further certifications and specialties and be heading down the road of what I'd like to be practicing in. And I know in at least 10 years, I'd really like to start a family and have some kids. I know I want to work with children, but I know I'd definitely like to have some kids of my own someday. I think it'd be really fun to pass my life experiences down and just go out, travel, explore, and do different things and watch all the fun developmental things unfold. I know that's something that I'd like to do, as well as just continuing to travel, learn, grow, doing everything that I'm doing now and just enjoying life to the fullest with you and making a life for us.
Nice. So in, you know, your college schooling and your professional career we've done so far, if you could go back and change just one thing, what would it be? Or maybe do something different, maybe not so much change.
Probably would have played nicer with my PT classmates from school. I think I was looking out for myself sometimes a little bit too much. And I realized that it is really important to set solid professional contacts. And I feel like I kind of squandered that a little bit. And I think that that's something I definitely want to change going forward in the future. I want to build strong relationships with the people that I work with and make sure that I'm not being selfish or looking out for number one. I want to be able to work in like a community and be able to get along with everyone that I work with.
Yeah, great. Would you say you have a mentor in the space? And if so, what have you learned from them?
Yeah, I consider one of my mentors to be a professor from UConn. Her name is Dr. Deborah Bubella, and she is a physical therapist who specialized in pediatrics. She has done a lot of great work in that field, as well as being a teacher at UConn for quite some time now. I was fortunate enough to take a individualized practicum in pediatrics with her, where I was able to go on a lot of different field experiences and learn directly from her practice. And I was able to become exposed to a lot of different settings in that field, which has further confirmed my interest in that area. I've been able to see school settings, go to the NICU and observe there, go to public schools and versus schools just for children with disabilities. And I've been able to see home care, birth to three, developmental PT. And in addition, I've done outpatient pediatric physical therapy. So I've been able to see a little bit of everything. And I've always been able to go up to Dr. Bubella's kind of cozy, nice office and be able to debrief with her and talk about the experiences. And she's always been, checking in with me. Even I've been out on clinical to see how things are going and if she can be of any help giving me treatment ideas or helping me troubleshoot kind of professionalism, like in the workplace. So I'm really grateful for Deb and everything she's done for me and guided me through school this year.
Awesome. So you're very career focused and have been for quite some time, but what are some of your other interests? What do you like doing just for fun?
Yeah. I am very passionate about traveling and going around the world, the country, just seeing new places that I've never been to before and kind of being shocked and challenged by different areas and cultures. I kind of like just throwing myself headfirst into a situation and seeing how I can independently make the best out of it. I really, really, and you know this, love food.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes along with traveling. I love going to new places, eating at new restaurants, even going to the local market and buying ingredients to make dinner. I think that's something that you've really sparked an interest in me is cooking and looking for good food and different ways to make it. I'm also very passionate about coffee. I'm always searching for that perfect cup of coffee. And, I like physical activity, doing all sorts of different outdoors, like skiing. We had a really good trip in Colorado recently, and as well as just practicing yoga, tai chi, going to the gym, and staying healthy. So I try and keep a healthy work-life balance and try and pursue personal interest as well as working hard, Mm-hmm. I like to maybe work hard, play hard.
Sure. So in your travels, what was single-handedly your most memorable experience and why?
There's so many.
You can only pick one. We don't have all day.
Studying abroad in Madrid was probably my most memorable experience. I have too many to choose, obviously. So I'd say studying abroad in Madrid was probably my most memorable experience because I was there for an extended period of time. I was there for 4 months studying abroad for school. I was taking classes at St. Louis University and an American university there. And my favorite aspect of that experience was living with a native of the country. I lived with a 74-year-old woman who was a total hard ass, but just a softie way deep down. And she was a wicked good cook. She cooked dinner for us every night. So part of the agreement is taking on students. You get paid by the university and their room and board fees, but you cook them dinner every night and have like a place to live. So I had two roommates, and they're both amazing girls. One was from Malawi, Africa, and she's since moved back there. And my other roommate is Kylie Riles, who I am still really good friends with, and I couldn't imagine my life without her. We had done most of our traveling together. But probably the most memorable part was just basically every night, like 8:30 or 9, we'd have dinner, kind of sit down, the four of us, to a family meal. We had our, basket of bread usually, and then some sort of like amazing, either Spanish or, I mean, she wasn't even limited to that, Italian meal, all sorts of different homemade, fresh meals. No microwave in the kitchens, so everything was super fresh. And just getting to speak in Spanish and practice those skills, learn about Manuela's life, and just getting traveling tips from her and being able to take those.
Awesome. So in your quest for the perfect cup of coffee, who's the current front runner?
It's probably a tie between Blue Bottle Coffee in San Francisco. I really enjoyed their coffee kiosk in the Ferry Building. And I also enjoyed every Intelligentsia coffee place I've been to in Chicago. They roast their beans at a facility right in the city. And I was able to buy a bag of beans that was roasted the day before I bought it. So it was super fresh.
Did they give you a coupon for that plug?
What
would you say you're the most passionate about in life?
Probably my family, my friends, people that I have relationships with, because especially for people that I've, been with for a long time and have seen me grow up, those who know my personality and know me inside and out, I really appreciate having those relationships. I'm really passionate about my family. If anyone, messes with my family, I'm gonna deal with it. and I've also been really fortunate to put some of my professional skills to use in helping my family. My mom just got her second total knee replacement, and unfortunately I'm out here for the second one, but I was with her during her first one, and I felt very passionate about being able to help her move around and do her best so that she could continue to enjoy her life and stay mobile with my family and continue to enjoy everything else with us. I'm also really passionate about my sisters and their well-being and their futures. So they are extensions of me. I see myself largely in them, and we are bound for life.
Very good.
All right. Bill, what is your first memory that you can remember?
That I can remember.
Your oldest memory, your farthest back memory that you can remember.
Well, that's a tough one. Probably opening up the Nintendo Entertainment System on like my fifth Christmas. And how happy me and my sister Randy were. And I don't know, I was a huge video game nut, like dating back to even when I was in preschool and kindergarten. I remember my mom telling me that I was able to beat The Legend of Zelda before I could read. To this day, I don't know how I did it, because you certainly need to read to get through that game. But I figured it out somehow, so that was pretty cool.
How would you describe your relationship with your sister, Randy, and how would you say it's changed as you two have grown up?
When we were younger, we didn't really click. We were kind of like oil and water, right? Always butting heads, throwing each other under the bus, you know, what have you. And I don't know, as we got older, we realized we had a lot of common interests. And we kind of leveraged those interests to build a bond. And today I would consider Randy, you know, like a best friend of mine. You know, as well as my sister, of course, but I'd say our relationship is really, really good.
And you're, of course, Uncle Beal?
That's correct, yeah. I have a beautiful niece, Lily.
Can you describe your sister?
Yeah, she's very outgoing. Describe her as eclectic, I'd say. She's very passionate about you know, her interests. She is a phenomenal cook. She is actually working on getting some food in, like, the retail space at the moment, which is pretty cool. And I know she's going to be donating a large portion of the proceeds to feeding, you know, underprivileged school kids and whatnot. So she's very passionate about that. She currently is working in school administration. Well, she's a very loving mom. You know, she's a stellar mom. She takes wonderful care and provides excellent guidance to Lily. And just overall, she's just a real fun person to hang out with, you know. Always are just having a blast when she's around.
How would you describe your relationship with your parents?
Now it's very good. When I was in high school, not so great. But that's mostly because, I don't know, I wasn't really focused in high school with going to classes and getting good grades and all that fun stuff, and kind of put a wedge between our relationship. But as my career progressed and I got focused and kind of buckled down, our relationship matured into something that's really, really good. I've got an excellent relationship with my parents now, as you know, and I keep in touch with them on a regular basis and go and visit them, you know, pretty frequently. They do live just across town at the moment.
Who would you say has been your biggest role model or your biggest inspiration through your life?
That's a really tough question. Either my father or my grandfather. I don't know. I just always had this, kind of feeling in the back of my mind that, like, I really want to impress them. Like, you know, kind of prove that, I don't know, just prove myself, I guess. Right? Because they're both successful in their careers. You know, both engineers, real smart guys, real handy with everything they do. And I don't know, just strive to be as good of a man as both of them are.
If you could have 24 hours to do anything that you wanted, what would you do?
Only 24 hours. I'd probably go to Japan, snowboard Nagoya, play in the arcades, and eat sushi. All in one day.
Wouldn't it take you 24 hours just to fly there?
Well, you didn't say it. I did quit travel.
Logistics aside.
Logistics.
That sounds like a pretty good day. I'd come with you, and then we can hit up the coffee shops, too.
Yeah, can't forget those.
All right. If you were in the land of the Walking Dead post-apocalypse, what would be your weapon of choice and your game plan for staying alive?
Weapon of choice would either be a machete if I could find one. Or a pipe, or like a bat, or something. Something big that I could swing, for sure. Because, right, you don't want something that has ammunition, you'll run out. Right? And you don't want something that can break. So you need something real sturdy, maybe like a piece of wood or something like that. My survival strategy would probably be barricade a spot out. And just, you know, hold up in there. gather essentials before the sun goes down.
If you could have one perfect meal before you die, what would you choose if you could have anything? Mm-hmm. What would be your perfect meal?
Lazy man's lobster. All the deliciousness of lobster with none of the work. That's one of my favorites. Either that or just a giant like steak. Maybe like a porterhouse or a real nice filet.
Can you describe how you were thinking, how you were feeling, or what you were thinking before you and I met for the first time? What were your anticipations, and how were you feeling before we first met?
Like, before the first date? Pretty nervous. I remember that. But really excited at the same time. So Megan and I met on online dating, and I remember reading your profile, like, meticulously, like, every word in it, and I just kept thinking to myself, like, wow, this girl sounds so great, like, I can't wait to meet her, like, I hope she likes me too, and, well, it all worked out, you know, we've been together for 2 years now, and, yeah, I guess I was just, nervous/excited.
And how did you leave feeling? What were you thinking, and how were you feeling after we wrapped up our first date?
I left feeling great, you know. I went and thought to myself that, like, this is definitely somebody that I could date and somebody that I want to hang out with more and all that fun stuff.
I remember before meeting you, leaving the Hartford Hospital where I was volunteering, and one of the cancer floors, and just going into my car in the parking lot and trying to put some makeup on, like, fix my hair a little bit. It was such a busy day, but I was really excited to meet you for the first time too. And I was really excited by your suggestion of, like, a nice sushi place in Hartford. I thought that it was very adventurous and be fun to try. And I just remember just, like, looking in my car rearview mirror being like, well, I hope he likes it, because this is how it is.
I think that day that we had our first date, the most stressful part about it was not spilling coffee on myself. Because, right, I went right from work, and I'm just notorious for, boop, right down the shirt. Yeah. But I didn't, so that was good.
I probably would have understood. But I thought that we had clicked. I remember just talking very easily and openly and freely with you, and really just was liking your general vibe and your description of your family and how, you know, your relationship was with them really, like, was a positive note. I really, really liked that. And I also liked how you were very driven in both your personal and professional life, and you treated me with, you know, immediate, like, respect, and you're very friendly and outgoing and just really, really easy to talk to. I remember leaving and just hoping that we'd be able to meet up again and be able to hang out some more. So I was really glad when we did.